Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
We got a major update on the White Rabbit reveal in WWE. Plus, a longtime WWE staff member has gone, and there are concerns for tonight's episode of SmackDown. For Friday, September the 30th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell 'em a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. He called Alice when she was just small. When the men on the chessboard get up and tell you where to go, and you've just had some kind of mushroom,
ready for that many goosebumps this early in the morning. Woo-hoo! Jefferson Airplane. How cool is it that we've got a wrestling angle in 2022 that features the vocals of Jefferson? What a song. Anyway, we're obviously playing that because of the stuff that has been going on off screen in WWE during commercial breaks at Raw and SmackDown, and we've seen the lights glowing red, that song being played through the venue, and it is all about the QR codes and the white rabbit. And we are getting very, very close to finding that white rabbit after weeks and weeks of hints and clues and QR codes hidden in weird places. Fightful Select say that we are very close to getting a resolution to this. Those in the know, say Fightful Select, claimed that WWE Extreme Rules was supposed to be the reveal of the white rabbit. Now, we are not told if the person portraying the white rabbit will be there physically or not, but all eyes on a week Saturday at Extreme Rules. Now, might not necessarily be a massive surprise to you. We've talked about it in the news videos over the past few weeks, how we've seen fireflies and lanterns behind the wrestlers in the graphics leading into the Extreme Rules pay-per-view, premium live event, sorry. But Fightful Select is saying this is where it is going. And in terms of the identity of the White Rabbit, Fightful Select are saying, for those who don't know and wish for it to be spoiled, it's been reported for several weeks now, and they can once again report that internally, the reveal is believed to be Bray Wyatt. This is where we, it seems, see the return of Bray Wyatt. Fightful Select also talk a little bit more about the creative, the incredible creative that has gone into this White Rabbit story. They say we're told not everyone was sold on the QR aspect of the White Rabbit teases, but those that we've spoken to backstage say it has been a major success and created even more than the intended buzz for the segment. Fightful have also learned that WWE Creative have been largely hands-off with these segments. Most everyone they spoke to backstage aren't sure of the small details that are involved. WWE higher-ups are clearly aware of the plans and how things will work forward, moving forward. But in terms of some of the nuts and bolts of what we have been seeing, it's not been a WWE creative idea. This has been the work of the talent involved and some higher-ups, and you kind of sense that. This feels very different to everything else out there at the moment, and all eyes are on Extreme Rules, where, according to Fightful Select, the White Rabbit will be once and for all revealed. Now, let's talk about a long-term WWE staff member who has left the company. If you have been circulating the internet and the forums for the past few hours, it's not the one you're thinking of. No, we're talking WWE's senior ringside physician, Dr. Chris Amann, who has now left WWE. This was confirmed by PW Insider, who say that whilst rumors about Dr. Amann being fired were false, he did tender his resignation a while back and officially retired from his position this month. Now, Dr. Chris Amann has been with WWE since May of 2008. He was part of the team that implemented WWE's wellness policy. He will be best remembered, however, as the guy that unsuccessfully sued CM Punk and Colt Cabana over comments they made on Cabana's podcast about Punk's medical care in WWE. CM Punk bringing the terminology Z-Pack to new ears when he did that podcast with Colt Cabana, saying that some of his major health issues were ignored for quick fixes, like a Z-Pack from Dr. Chris Amann. A lawsuit went with the judge siding in favor of Punk and Cabana. This was a lawsuit that ended up driving a wedge between CM Punk and Scott Colton. It led to the outburst at All Out and the departure of CM Punk seemingly for good, from AEW. Chris Amann, now done with WWE. This wasn't the name that people were probably expecting to hear this morning, because it was late yesterday here in the UK, and it would have been sort of early, like late morning in America. that rumours started circulating about the departure of Kevin Dunn from WWE. PW Insider have addressed this, saying Dunn's status is 100% unchanged with the company, and anyone who is claiming otherwise is 100,000% incorrect in their claims.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
WWE are reportedly very worried about SmackDown tonight as a result of Hurricane Ian. We send, of course, our best wishes to everybody listening to this in Florida who has been caught up in some of the devastation from Hurricane Ian. We send nothing but our love to you and yours. This is we saw this have an effect on AEW Dynamite with numerous talent unable to be a part of that. And it will affect SmackDown tonight by the looks of things, as so many of the talents from WWE, according to Dave Meltzer of Wrestling Observer Radio, are from or currently based in Florida. Dave says the hope is that it'll be okay and people can get from Tampa and Orlando to Winnipeg for Friday. Now, it doesn't look great right now, because whilst in some parts of Florida that hurricane has been downgraded to a tropical storm, it might be a while until sort of transport and infrastructure gets properly back up and running. So there could be potentially some interesting booking from SmackDown tonight, very much like how AEW had to do with Dynamite. There might be a few changes. They may have to sort of tweak the show just to get over the line for it tonight. Will be interesting to see what they do. There is some more interest, some better news, some brighter news from WWE's world as well. Triple H apparently has some big plans for one member of the Raw roster. WrestleVotes are saying, I'm told that significant plans are lined up for Finn Balor in the future. I don't know exactly for what those plans are, but he is a strong favorite of the new leadership group. Expect Finn to play a big role in the foreseeable future of WWE. Exciting news for Finn Balor to be in the mix of all of that. He's facing Edge at Extreme Rules in what should be a belter as well. Gunther's getting a name change, not the one you're hoping for. Just going to put that out there. On the advertising for Extreme Rules, it's been noted that Gunther is listed as Gunther, but in all capitals, similar stylistically to how Walter was presented. And this looks as if this might become something that we see happening now, with Gunther being spelt with all capitals. Is it a step towards becoming Walter again? I doubt we will see him become Walter again, just to warn you on that. Bobby Roode updates from yesterday. So he shared a post on Instagram of Southlake Orthopedics with the caption, heading home after what is hoped to be a successful trip to Birmingham, Alabama. Big thank you to Southlake Orthopedics and Andrew Sports Medicine for taking care of me this week, especially to the first-class medical staff of Dr. Michael Ellerbush, Dr. Andrew Cordova, and Dr. Charles Carnell. Roode didn't get into the specifics of his injury or why he was there or the procedure he had, nor a time frame for an in-ring return. His last televised match was back in April. He was part of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. He was at a house show competing back in June. We hope whatever it is, it was hopeful. It did go well for Robert Roode. I do miss Roode on WWE television, and I know under the Triple H regime there will be some big plans for Roode when he comes back. some changes to Impact Wrestling on the horizon, potentially. Fightful are reporting that Mia Yim's contract is set to expire on October the 9th. Her match with Mickie James could be her last one as part of Bound for Glory before she becomes a free agent. Similar with Maria Kanellis, Mike Bennett and Matt Taven. Their deal's expected to expire soon. Whether they will seek pastures new, we will wait and see. Looking at Impact Bound for Glory, which is a week on Saturday, the digital media champion Brian Myers is going to defend his title in an open challenge 1 week from today. We had Brian Myers on Desert Island Graps just the other week. Really lovely to chat to the reigning digital media champion. You can hear that back and hear what his plans are as digital media champion and the three wrestling matches that he would watch while stranded on a desert island. That's on the podcast feed waiting for you. And heading into Bound for Glory next week on Wednesday, we will have a new Desert Island Graps with Tasha Steeles. Had a chat with Tasha Steeles last night, which you will hear on Wednesday. And she picks some very interesting matches to watch while stranded on a desert island. And she talks about what her plans are going forward at Impact Wrestling. That's with Tasha Steeles next week. We'll end on some good news for a former NXT and AEW star, Lio Rush, has been cleared to return to action. He hasn't competed since suffering an injury, pretty painful injury, Battle of Los Angeles from PWG in January. He told Denise Salcedo that his shoulder went into his armpit and his arm got stuck. And he ended up having to pop his shoulder back around, and it led to muscle tearing and some ligament damage. And he's been on the shelf since then, but he tweeted last night, cleared, and he's set to be part of Rev Pro's British J Cup. That'll be his first in-ring action since January. Good to have Lio Rush back in the mix of the independent wrestling scene. The Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast is back later on today. Matthew, Jack, and Ross talking this week in wrestling, the Hall of Fame, and taking your letters in their massive mailbag. That's on the podcast feed later. A brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown Review lands tomorrow at 9 a.m. It's the 100th episode. Matthew, Greg, and I watching every episode of SmackDown from the beginning to the very bitter end, or hours. And that's on the podcast feed tomorrow. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, including the latest on the planned White Rabbit reveal from WWE, you can check out cultaholic.com. It is International Podcasting Day today. Why not give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or just share some love? That'd be kind. Thank you. I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye. For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.